What's your name?
Karen.
Karen, what are you doing here? What app did you build?
I started building this app yesterday. It's a very simple game for people to sit around at a table and use something like this tablet and play a game of competing to match like two dice together, two picture dice together, and create compound words or phrases that that work. And so here I have the play area, and here you have all the dice with all the different pictures. And so the idea of the game is you have to find two dice that work together. So for example, here's a picture of a crab. It's a picture of a crab and a picture of a something that looks like a baby, so you can say crabby baby. And so you would select these two, and then so say you had like four players, each player would have a button for themselves, and so it would add your points to to it. So you just
it's all on Windows. I hear you use XAML for that, XAML and C#.
Yeah, so I built this on Unity and just ported over.
On Unity, okay, very cool. Is it first Unity app, or you've been doing that for a while?
No, well, I've done another app on Unity before using, or it's a dice, just a simple dice rolling app, just 3D dice and just rolling two regular numeric dice.
What's the learning curve like for Unity?
Unity depends on what you're working on. I started on the just a basic dice a couple months ago, but it took me a weekend to learn Unity and Blend enough to get the dice.
Okay. Very cool. All right. Thanks. I look forward to seeing that.
Thanks.
And what's your name?
My name is Marcus.
Marcus, what are you building here at the Hackathon?
I like to build apps that I use on a for events that I use on a regular basis, and so I'm a big board game player. And so I like to go online and check out the best board games and kind of like what they're about and what kind of
these are old school board games,
yeah,
right? Like Monopoly.
Well, I mean, we do European board games, so they're strategy based. So,
like Settlers of Catan.
It's kind of like that. So we like to look at the top ranked ones because we tend to buy them and try out new strategy games all the time. So I wrote this app that kind of goes off of a service done by Board Game Geek. And it allows you to search for games based off of types. So if you want to do, say, like a strategy, like the list of best strategy games available currently, and it's ranked based on people go in and they rank the game. So for example, the number one strategy game here is Twilight Struggle. So if you click on it, it comes up with a description, the rating, the weighting for each category, and expansions, and then you can actually go and share it or go to the board game.
Okay, so your app doesn't actually play the game. It just gives information about the game.
Right.
You can decide whether or not to buy it.
Whether or not to buy it, exactly.
Excellent. And you're calling out to a REST service out in the cloud somewhere?
Mm-hmm. Yep, a REST service.
And you built this all in just a XAML C# project?
All, yeah, XAML and C#. Yep.
What was the biggest challenge?
What was the biggest challenge? I used a bunch of new tools. I'm using some Telerik stuff and some Windows Phone Toolkit stuff. So I had to write the piece that kind of wraps the REST service to get the data back. So that took me quite a long time. And then I'm also doing some web crawling on their web page so that I can get data that they actually don't return from their web services. So I'd say all of those are kind of complicated and took me a while to figure out. But I think the end result turned out pretty nice.
Excellent. What's it called?
It's called BGDB.
Okay. I can't wait to see you at the store.
Right.
Thanks. What's your name?
Hi, I'm Sean.
Sean, what are you building today?
I'm building a game called Stellar Conquest.
I saw your game. It's really a beautiful game. The graphics are amazing.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that.
Tell me about it. What's the point of the game?
So Stellar Conquest is a massively multiplayer game for mobile, for desktop, and also for phones as well.
Okay. And you're building it in a gaming engine or all in raw C#? Or what are you doing there?
That's a great question. So it's the majority, I would say 90% of the code is represented as C# with portable class libraries. Mm-hmm. So for to essentially be a universal app. And then all the 3D is actually a native DirectX. So I'm using Swap Chain Panel.
So you said there's some C++ in here as well.
There is, very strategically.
And what's the point of the game?
So it's essentially your classic, I want to say it's a game where you basically colonize the universe and you build factions and build alliances and hold battle with other players. So typically you can choose three character classes. You can start as someone that builds up a planet, or you can go straight into combat. So it caters to the style of play that you prefer most.
Very cool. Let me let's turn this around. I want to give people a view of this game because it really is a beautiful game.
Oh, thank you. So this is actually a touch screen here. So it's been It's been optimized for touch. So for example, I can touch the asteroid here, and then I can scan or mine it here. And then, so on the left here, you can see this is essentially the information the player cares about. So, for example, here's my starship and the items that I have. I have a device bay for equipping items and cargo holds. And then here's my player profile. I have achievements. Now, for this particular faction that I've joined, I have a variety of different, there's essentially assets, planets, space stations, other players and ships. And I can actually click on one of these, for example, and I can set course. And we'll provide a navigation plot to that part of the universe. It's a very large player galaxy.
All right. Now you've been building this for a while now, right? You didn't just start it this morning.
No, I didn't. This was not fairly recent, but it's been a while. It's been a hobby.
It's not in the store yet, though.
No, it's not yet.
We're going to fix that this afternoon.
Very much so. I hope so.
All right. All right. What's the name of the game?
It's called Stellar Conquest.
All right. I look forward to seeing that at the store.
Okay.
Thanks.
Thank you.
What's your name?
My name is Andrew.
And what do you do?
I'm a student at New Trier High School, but in my free time, I'm a Windows Phone 8 developer, soon to be Windows 8 developer.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. What are you building here at the Hackathon?
It's an app that's kind of like, it's a fun app. It piggybacks on the service called Omegle, which is a chat service that connects random people over the internet, and it lets you sit in the middle and change what they say to one another and have some fun and mess around with them.
All right. So they sit in the middle and mess around with it, so you change your messages.
Yep, change messages, send to one person, send to the other.
All right, so I would only use this service if I was a total masochist.
Yeah, you can also use the app just to have a normal chat with people on Omegle. Or like, there's also an
app. If I want to turn on that intercepting, then that means that I'm a masochist. I just want to identify your target audience here.
Yeah, yeah, people that like having fun at others' expense, I guess.
Okay, so tell me about the technology you're using. You're calling Omegle service. That's a REST service that you're calling?
It's using HTTP post requests, basically, and it posts a thing to the Omegle servers and gets their event back as
JSON. Your client is in XAML and C Sharp.
Yep, I have a client portable class library that makes it all painless and
easy. Oh, excellent! You're gonna port this to Windows 8 app.
Yeah, that's my next step. It's gonna be a universal app.
Okay, and so let's see it. Let's do a chat real quick.
Okay. There is a feature called Topics that lets you chat with certain people that have the same topic. We're going to set that to be like a test topic so we can demo it. Also going to boot up another copy to chat with. Okay. Chat. Stranger 1 should be connected. Now Stranger 2 should be connected. Now, hello. We're sending this to both users.
Okay, and that came out just fine.
Yep.
There was no
shows up on
nastiness
both.
Intercepting involved.
Okay. We already set up some humorous regular expressions, though.
Okay.
So one person would ask ASL for age, sex, location. Mm-hmm. And then we're going to say 21 F Chicago.
I think your regular expression was just male, female. So
I think I did it to both.
Oh, did you? Okay.
Okay.
So you said 21 F Chicago, but it comes out as 89 male in the Vatican. All right.
So
I'm totally misrepresenting myself here, and no matter what age or location I put in or gender, it's always going to say that.
Yep. and since it's a regular expression, not only find replace, you can do all kinds of things with it, match all kinds of crazy things and replace it.
All right.
So.
Very cool. What's the name of that?
It's called Omegle, which is, meddling with Omegle users.
Got it. All right. So that'll be in the store soon. Maybe later today.
Yep, later today.
All right. What's your name?
Chinmay Trivedi.
All right. And you're building an app here at Publish. What's the app?
So it's a very simple app. What I'm trying to do is you'd normally find many word of the day apps inside the store, but all they do is just get like one feed. And they'll just pick up one library from somewhere and just show it to you. What I'm trying to do is to kind of make multiple dictionaries available. So like say you'd have maybe Oxford, you'd have say maybe WordSpy, you'd have Merriam-Webster, all those kind of things. And the current one I've published is that it will just get you all those words. But the future of this app is I want to actually create a store inside, which where basically if you like a word, you can add it. And I've also had this in Windows.
If you like
a
word, you can add it. A word.
So you like a word, right?
Like a word that is already in the dictionary?
Yeah. So whatever it is showing you, if you like that word,
basically.
Yeah, you can favorite it. It will store it for you, and you can go back to it and see it. So that's the future thing or feature I want to add.
Okay.
But currently, it just shows you like almost six different types of dictionaries. And you can pick up your word and read, and it will also show you pronunciations kind of stuff.
Okay.
So that is there. And I also have this app on Windows Phone 8, actually, from quite a while now, almost a month and a half.
Mm-hmm.
And that one does the same thing. So this one was just to make it into a universal app.
Universal
today.
App. Now you can publish it to the Windows 8 device here.
Yeah. So this one, today what I did was to just make it into a universal app into 8.1.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's the complete submission right now.
Very cool. So you've got XAML, you've got C#, you're using universal apps,
mm-hmm.
and you've got both targeting both phone and Windows
8.
What was the biggest challenge of moving to a universal app?
So I think the Silverlight 8.0 was kind of a pain to write completely back into 8.1. So I asked a few of the guys around here, and they showed me a shortcut way to do that, basically. You just make a blank universal app.
Okay.
Get all your XAML files from your previous stuff.
And
just copy and paste in there.
Okay.
And remove the blank app stuff. And just try to add your older XAML files and try to make it work.
Okay, so
and
just upgrading in place didn't work. So you created a new one, copy
and
paste all the code.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's how I made it work. And the other way to go is like you can also go through App Studio if that's your thing.
Okay.
And you can if it's that simple, you can do it through App Studio too. I've tried to do that too.
Mm-hmm.
Both the ways it works actually. So.
Ah, yours seems a lot more complex than the ones I've seen in App Studio though.
Yeah. Well, this one is still not what I really want. I mean, I am going to add a whole lot of stuff to it. I have features planned out for it, so I'm going to keep on adding the updates.
Good. I'm a big fan of frequent releases.
Yeah, it should work fine.
Thanks.
All right. Yep.
What's
the name of
that? What's it called?
It's just Words of the Day.
Words of the Day.
All right.
So what's your name?
It's Vanderlei Santos.
Do you spell that the way it sounds?
Not really.
Where are you from?
Brazil.
Brazil. All right. I love your voice.
Thank you.
What app did you build here at Publish?
Actually, there's two apps I'm working on, and not ready yet, but it's mostly for my own use, and I couldn't find anything out there that was doing exactly what I wanted. One is just so we can track who's been feeding the dog.
Who's been feeding the dog, okay.
Yeah. Not so much because we don't feed him, but because he would get fed twice, and it's a beagle that has tendencies of being overweight.
Mm-hmm.
And even though there's some task apps there, they're typically not group-oriented.
Right.
And some that are mostly for things like helping the kids with chores and giving them points. I don't care about that. I just want to know who's if the dog has been fed already or not, or some other type of task.
Right.
And what I want to add to the app is two things that I think might help, which is geofencing. So if I leave the house around the time you need to feed the dog, you're going to get a reminder.
Mm.
And the other one, just for fun, I want to add NFC tag reading so I can put a sticker on his bowl. Instead of tapping the phone, I just, hey, tap the bowl and get the thing going. So
very cool.
I already bought the stickers. So I need
this is a phone app?
Yes.
Windows phone?
Yeah, just pretty much for the phone. I'm not building anything for Windows for the tablets yet because the ones that came up actually for now that I thought I need are mostly for the phone. But nothing says I couldn't enable it, but I can do NFC, and you're not going to be carrying the laptop around to trigger the NFC.
Maybe a tablet, you might.
Yeah.
So what's the name of the app?
Nom Time.
Nom. Okay.
For now.
All right, good. That'll be restored
that
later
name,
today,
yeah,
hopefully.
Yeah, that name, and so far it's working.
And you're building it all in XAML and C#, correct?
Yes, with JavaScript in the back end with mobile services.
Mobile services, okay.
Yeah, because I need that to be able to keep the task shared between the whoever subscribes to it.
Is this your first time using mobile services?
Yes.
How do you like it?
A bit of a struggle because of the JavaScript and having to debug it.
Is that because you're not familiar with JavaScript, or
especially the way the JavaScript connects with the backend,
okay,
and how to debug that? We're still struggling a bit with that. Mm-hmm. It's still much better with Visual Studio now.
Right.
And worst case scenario, I can still write stored procedures in the SQL backend, which helps too.
Okay.
And since my background is mostly with SQL Server, that helps.
I see you were SQL Saturday.
Yes, that's great. And today was SharePoint Saturday that I skipped to come here.
Well, we're glad to have you.
Yeah, I had to give up on that one.
I've been to one of those.
Yeah, and the other one is an app that I'm thinking of building because of my wife. She has tons of allergies, and she usually carries an index card around with medication she can't take.
Mm.
When she takes it, she gets a reaction. So, okay, whenever she goes to a different doctor or something, hey, here's the blacklist that you can't touch. And even though we have a Health Vault app for the phone, that's great from Microsoft, it's too much information there that you don't necessarily want to open to show people. So I want to build an app that uses the Health Vault API to go there and just retrieve the allergy part and show it on the tile, and probably has to you need to tap to open because it might be too much information to show on the tile. But there will be a limited set of health-related information that you can show because it's not something you actually want to hide, quite the opposite.
I see.
There's some emergency situation, you need to know that, hey, you can't give her that because that's actually going to make her sicker than
What's the name of that app?
That one doesn't have a name yet.
Okay.
And I think I might have reserved a couple of tentative names there, but I'm actually scratch that. I think I reserved Blacklist.
Blacklist. Oh, that wasn't taken?
No, it wasn't. And until I hear from someone from the TV network suing me, that's the name. So,
excellent. All right. Good. Look forward to seeing that.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks. What's your name?
My name is Bernard Key.
Bernard, what are you building here at the Publish Hackathon?
I decided to build a music publishing app for my new small business. I started a record indie label.
Oh, what's it called?
It's called Nubian Air Media. And it's basically focused on bringing more positive hip-hop music and neo-soul to the market. And Chicago's a very hot market for artists.
Sure.
You think about the artists that's come here, Kanye, Common, Jennifer Hudson, Tyler Perry. So there's a lot
of
talent.
If you could sign those guys, you'd be
doing well. Yeah, and basically my app is for those artists who are waiting for that big record deal that's not coming. So I take their music, distribute it throughout the world, and take their music from the south side of Chicago to every part of the world. And so I develop a music app that highlights all the links, music online links that their music is sold to, online music videos, YouTube, and I've incorporated a publishing deal where those artists will receive 50% of the royalties through my label, opposed to 5%. So I needed a very markable app to really bring in their music links, their performances, YouTube, calendars, everything that they want to make public, Facebook, Twitter.
That's a lot in this app here. And you weren't here yesterday. You just showed up this morning. You've already got an app in the store.
Yes.
How'd you get it done so quick?
Oh, man, just passion. It's just fun. It's easy. I took the Android development class. It's like, I like the Microsoft Windows development.
What tool did you use to build it?
I used the Studio
app. Studio?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, and I'm going to learn how to put that into the Visual Studio sooner or later. But I thought that this would be a great way because I want to push out the apps as soon as possible.
Excellent.
And then get the expertise and do the upgrades and the updates to Visual.
What's the name of the app?
It's called Spike Rebel Music, and also have one called Light Skin Music, and this beautiful
light skin, like me?
yeah, with like a Y.
Okay.
Because what we're doing is bringing the whole diversity in music.
Okay.
So light skin could be you, light skin could be me, light skin could be
all
a Persian. It's
exactly.
All relative. It's just good music.
Excellent. All right. Well, good luck. I look forward to seeing that.
Thank you.
What's your name?
Jeremy.
Jeremy?
Yeah.
Jeremy, what?
Sure.
Okay. And you just built an app here at Publish. What's What was the app?
I'm building a EVE Online app. It's called EVE Profiler. It's for Windows Phone 8.1. I realize that there are other apps, but I kind of like more modern UIs and more responsive things, so I decided to work on my own.
You said an EVE Profiler?
Yeah. It's EVE Online's a game, and they have an API which allows third-party developers to connect and pull XML data directly from their databases. And then they can monitor the progress of their characters outside of game. And they can load directly right on here.
Okay. These are your characters?
Yeah.
Are you and is that there's two characters there.
Yeah.
Is that one's you and one's your friend, or are they both you?
No, so you
I
can
have
a
lady.
Yeah. It's you can have three characters, and some people are so into it they buy multiple accounts, stuff like that, because it's real time. It's the people that make the game, and that's why they're so into it. So I made an app that right now only allows you to track the progress of their skills and the mail.
Okay.
So in-game mail, you can read it kind of like an email. Hmm. I tried to make it kind of different from a standard email app, but it's a fresh feel for a Windows Phone 8.1 app.
All right. And tell me about the technology you used to build this.
I used almost all standard XAML and C#. I built all the controls by hand. If there's anything that wasn't supported, I added it. Things like extending list view items, pivots inside of list view items, stuff like that. So, I mean, it's not a standard way you use this stuff, but it seems to work quite well.
All right. And you're calling out to the API, even for, like, the mail. You're
yeah.
Putting somebody's mailbox for that.
Yeah. Okay. So what they do is they enter in their key ID and their verification code, and from there just pulls all the information as needed. Eventually, it's going to pull in the background so they can get notifications when they get new mail in real time. But at the moment, it's when they open the app, it will load it. It uses as many threads as possible so that it runs really smooth and loads the information quite quickly.
How do you find the threading model in Windows Phone?
It's actually really nice. I like the fact that they brought in the new async from all the other standard
C#.
That's brand new. Yeah. And
phone.
So you can basically make an async call and say, like, continue with and pass actions all over the place and have information passing in directly so it can go make five calls at once and then return with information as that comes back and then load it right into the UI.
Very cool. And do you publish this already?
Yeah, I just published the 8.1.
Okay.
Now, the 8.0 version was slightly different mm-hmm. due to the differences, but the update to 8.1 was a great upgrade for both user and for the phone. Because
all right. What's the name of the app again?
It's EVE Profiler.
EVE Profiler. Okay. I look forward to seeing it.
All right.
Thanks.
Thank you.
So what's your name?
Bernard.
Bernard
Sue.
Bernard Sue. Yes. And you're what are you building here at the hackathon?
So building up a cross-platform app that's a medical calculator. So it's the target user is clinicians, so doctor, pharmacist, nurse, somebody in a hospital that's taking care of a patient.
Okay.
The unique feature of this app is that you can just enter in what you know about the patient, so the patient's age, height, weight, those kinds of things, and then it'll return a list of all the things that it calculated based on just those parameters and then give you some more suggestions saying, I can calculate this if I know, you know, one or two more things.
Well, give me an example of what you can calculate just knowing age and weight.
Okay, so there's an equation like ideal body weight.
Okay.
So ideal body weight is strictly just based on somebody's height and gender.
Hmm.
So gender will be very easy to enter in, mm-hmm. and it's one of the top parameters because it appears in most of the equations, or a lot of them. And then you would just enter in both of those, and then it'll return to you, here's the person's ideal body weight in kilograms or in pounds, and also I can calculate, you know, these other things as well.
Okay. This is a phone app, right?
Yeah.
You're going to do Windows 8 as well?
Yeah. Definitely. So I'm going to hit the tablets as soon as I'm done with the phones.
You're taking advantage of the universal apps?
Yeah.
The new universal apps?
Yep.
Okay.
Definitely.
All right. And which technology are you using besides that? You're using probably XAML C#, right?
Yeah, XAML C#.
Uh-huh.
And then, so we have a portable class library,
okay.
and then we write the iOS and the Android versions in Xamarin.
In Xamarin, too.
Yep.
Okay. So you've got this is an ambitious project. You're going to publish to four different platforms.
Yes.
All right. And what's the name of the app?
The app is called The Roots of Life.
Roots of Life.
Yeah.
What's the what's the biggest challenge so far?
The biggest challenge is actually the model itself. So there's 250 equations, over 1,000 parameters. Mm. They're all coded in into a static model class.
Okay.
And there's a list of equations, so there's 250 of them. And then the hardest part about it is that every time you enter in a parameter and you change the value, there's a whole bunch of events that fire off that cascade into all these different equations to say, okay, so now this value has changed. Now
you gotta recalculate all these other
ratios.
Recalculate
everything. So okay. That's all automated. So that's probably the biggest challenge because if any of your types are off, mm-hmm. it'll crash the entire program, at least right now for testing. Right. So,
all right, cool. I look forward to seeing that at the store.
Awesome, thank
Thanks. You. Bye.